This podcast is brought to you by IBM. IBM servers, storage, and services help you optimize power consumption to improve data center efficiency and save money. To learn more, go to ibm.com/takebackcontrol/efficiency.
And so many of our customers' data centers are designed to handle somewhere less than 10 kilowatts per square foot. And yet, if you're looking at a fully loaded blade rack, it will be giving off something between 20 and 30 kilowatts. So the issue for many clients is, how do they update their data centers to deal with this more dense computing, which is generating more power and generating more heat?
That's Rich Lechner of IBM talking about energy waste in the modern data center. It's a staggering figure, particularly in this era of skyrocketing energy costs. And with a lot of public attention focused on environmental concerns these days, energy waste in the data center has become a lightning rod of attention. Hi, I'm Paul Gillen, and welcome to this IBM Innovations podcast on energy efficiency in the data center. In a moment, we'll talk to Rich, who's Vice President of IT Optimization and System Software at IBM. He'll discuss the reasons why data center energy consumption has gotten so out of control, and he'll talk about technology and tactics that can significantly reduce power consumption. Rich will also discuss some of the programs that IBM is putting in place, both internally and with its customers, to help identify areas of savings. Here are just a few numbers that dramatize the extent of this problem. A large data center typically consumes enough power to support a city of 40,000 people. That's according to a 2006 article in CIO Insight. Market research firm IDC estimated that companies spent more than $26 billion to power and cool servers in 2005, and that data centers eat up as much as 3% of all the electricity generated in the United States. The Uptime Institute, a consortium of companies seeking to maximize data center efficiency, estimates that more than 60% of the power used to cool equipment in the data center is wasted. Why is this problem so severe? It's a combination of old technology, inefficient data center design, and lack of management attention. But with energy costs becoming a bigger and bigger component of the business expense line, there's never been a better time to address this issue. So let's talk now to Rich Lechner about what IBM is doing and about what you can do to address this growing problem. Rich, in your estimation, how much power does a data center, typical data center, waste as a percentage of its overall power cost?
Of course, it's going to vary wildly by the age of the data center, the type of equipment the customers are using, how far they've come in addressing this issue. But on average, we believe that it's 40 to 50%. So as we're working with clients of all sizes in every industry and around the world, we're finding that on average, they can expect to save 40 to 50% of the total energy into the data center.
So how do we get into a situation like this? Why is the waste so high?
Well, it comes in layers, right? So, and to achieve those kind of savings, it's very important that customers address this holistically end-to-end. And what I mean by that is there are inefficiencies at the data center level within the chillers, the air conditioning units, the lighting. There are inefficiencies at the system level, both server and storage devices, as well as at the utilization rate of those systems. And so addressing that problem end-to-end can realize these kind of savings. Just by way of example, the single largest consumer of power in the data center are the chillers, representing about 30 to 35% of the energy consumption. We have technology that we're able to work with clients on that can reduce the energy consumption of the chillers by approximately 45%. So there alone, you're looking at a somewhere 12 to 15% savings in the overall energy costs going into the data center. Certainly, though, you know, looking at the IT systems, the server and storage devices, is another key element of addressing the problem. And in fact, many of our clients are using older technology that is less energy efficient. What we're finding is that with each new generation of technology, again, whether you're talking servers or storage, it's becoming substantially more energy efficient. And so upgrading to newer technology is important. And we can discuss, if you'd like, some specific elements of that. Perhaps the biggest point of leverage, though, is in the utilization rate of the systems. And again, it's fairly well understood that amongst distributed systems like x86 servers, the average utilization rate is somewhere less than 10%. So to the degree that we can help clients drive up the utilization rate of their servers or their storage devices and eliminate some of those, then we can have a significant impact on the overall energy consumption in the data center.
It's interesting you mentioned virtualization, because certainly one way to drive up utilization is through virtualization. But I also understand that consolidating a lot of servers into a smaller space can actually create power and cooling problems. Can you explain how we balance those two issues?
Many of the data centers out there were just not designed to handle the sort of highly dense computing that customers are deploying today. So it's been estimated that 87% of the data centers out there in the marketplace were built before 2001. And Gartner Group has been quoted saying that, you know, any data center over 5 years old is technically obsolete. And so many of our customers' data centers are designed to handle somewhere less than 10 kilowatts per square foot. And yet, if you're looking at a fully loaded blade rack, it will be giving off something between 20 and 30 kilowatts. So the issue for many clients is, how do they update their data centers to deal with this more dense computing, which is generating more power and generating more heat? The virtualization can actually help address that by allowing customers to more freely move workloads between systems. So while virtualization can contribute to the notion of high density computing, it can also help alleviate the issues by facilitating the movement of workloads around the data center. And again, we can talk about that a little bit more later if you'd like.
Rich, a lot of space in the data center is devoted to storage devices, of course, which can consume a lot of power. They have a lot of moving parts. What can be done specifically with storage devices to reduce power consumption?
You know, I'm glad you asked that question, because many customers think about this problem from a server perspective and tend to ignore the storage aspect of the equation, and it is extremely important. As data is growing somewhere between 40 and 70% compounded annually, it's becoming a larger and larger piece of the equation. And so there are a few things that customers can do. First of all, storage virtualization can have a very significant effect, just as it does in servers. The average utilization of a storage device in the open systems world is about 25%. If customers move to a virtualized storage infrastructure, they can expect that to increase to be somewhere between 60 and 80% utilization. So you can have a very substantial increase in utilization, and hence a reduction in the number of storage devices. Secondly, as more customers deal with the issue of compliance and data retention, it becomes increasingly important to think about a tiered storage environment for information lifecycle management. That is to say, you know, don't save everything on disk, but think about a mixed environment of disk and tape, because tape is an incredibly efficient long-term storage media from an energy perspective. So customers can expect, by moving to a tiered storage environment that exploits a combination of disk and tape, to cut the energy consumption of their storage environment by about two-thirds. So a very significant impact if they look at that angle.
So what are the payoffs of improvements in power consumption efficiency, aside from the obvious benefits on the electric bill?
The areas of most immediate return in terms of reducing the electric bill and reducing the carbon footprint of the organization is to look at two areas. First, virtualization. I think you would agree that the greenest server or storage device is the one that doesn't exist. So to the degree that we can leverage virtualization to drive the utilization rate up of our IT assets and reduce the number of devices, that has a very high impact. Look at the non-IT equipment, the chillers being the single largest contributing or consumer of electricity. Making those systems more energy efficient is another very high impact point.
IBM is putting its money where its mouth is in this case, and is committing substantial investment to making its own data centers more green. What are some of the major initiatives you have in this area?
IBM is the largest commercial data center in the world. We have over 8 million square feet of data center for our own internal operations, as well as the outsourcing that we do for commercial customers. So we know a little bit about data centers. In aggregate, we consume about 5 billion kilowatt hours per year. Now, over the last 15 years, IBM has methodically been reducing our energy consumption and our carbon footprint. And we have reduced that at a corporate level across all of our facilities, data centers, manufacturing facilities, office buildings, by over 40%. So we've made substantial improvements and reductions in our energy consumption and our carbon footprint. Our commitment going forward from a data center perspective is to double our compute capacity and our data capacity without increasing our energy consumption or our carbon footprint over the next 3 years. Because we're facing the same issue that many of our clients are. We're being faced with increased demand, increased data rates, data growing at somewhere between 40 and 70% compounded annually, and yet the desire to address that increased requirement with no increase in consumption or environmental impact. So we're taking a number of our technologies and addressing them at the data center level, at the system level, and in fact at the application and data level to achieve this objective of doubling our capacity without increasing our impact. What that will mean in 3 years' time is an annual cost avoidance of 5 billion kilowatt hours per year, or enough electricity to light the city of Paris for a year. So it's pretty substantial. And again, the techniques that we're using to achieve that objective range from building brand new data centers that are highly efficient from the ground up, such as the one that we announced about a month ago in Boulder, Colorado, to a heavy leverage of virtualization and energy efficient systems. So, for example, just recently we announced our intent to take 3,900 Intel and Unix servers and consolidate those onto just 33 mainframes. That will save us over 5 years in energy costs alone, almost $30 million. So the impact of virtualization and moving to more energy efficient systems such as mainframes can have a very profound effect on this problem, as you can see.
So it's the revenge of the mainframe, huh?
The mainframe's been a virtualized, highly efficient, highly cooled environment from its inception 40 years ago. And as customers look to address this problem, they're finding that part of the answer is deploying workloads on the appropriate system. So we believe going forward, customers will be evaluating their application and data deployment choices, not just based on availability or performance characteristics, but also on optimizing for energy consumption. And in many regards, the mainframe is a perfect choice. In other cases, power-based systems are an excellent choice, or bladed systems are an excellent choice.
Now, IBM also has a number of new programs for customers who want to improve power efficiency. What are those programs?
IDC has done some work that would suggest that only about 40% of customers really have a good grasp of exactly what their energy profile is in the data center and what the capacity in the data center is in terms of power on a per square foot basis. And so one of the things that we've been focusing on is helping customers understand exactly where they're at. So we provide self-assessment tools out on the web, free for any customer to use. We've also been working with energy utility companies and government agencies around the world on cataloging the growing number of incentives that are being offered for customers to make their data centers more energy efficient. And so we'll be publishing a web portal later this month, available free of charge to any customer around the world who wants to identify what incentives are available to them to help them make their data centers more green. We also have a wide variety of energy assessment tools, from thermal analysis at the data center level to assessments for where the potential benefits would be seen for either server or storage virtualization.
I also understand IBM has been experimenting with Second Life as a way to make this power crisis look more visually compelling. What are you doing there, and can customers go to Second Life and see this area themselves?
One of the things that we're finding and what sort of led to this was the fact that we believe that there's a new discipline emerging in the data center as a result of this focus on energy optimization. And that is the idea of active energy management. So for years, customers have managed their data center for security, for end-to-end transaction throughput, for availability. Of course, those requirements will continue, but more and more customers will realize that they need to manage their data centers with an eye towards energy optimization. And so the idea of active energy management, of moving workloads around the data center to eliminate hotspots or to move workloads off of lightly utilized systems for certain periods of time to quiesce those systems completely and save the energy associated with them, or to move workloads between data centers in response to an energy event such as a brownout or a failure of power into the data center. This notion of active energy management depends upon the interaction of many tools working together in a fairly complex fashion. And so it occurred to us that the traditional user interfaces that are available for management tools such as command line interfaces or traditional consoles really aren't intuitive enough to show these complex relationships, and that Web 2.0 technologies such as Second Life provide a wonderful new opportunity for new visualization techniques to allow customers to interact with their data center in these complex relationships between the systems in a new and very intuitive way. It also allows the thought that opens the door for third-party experts to help a customer in the form of like outtasking, to come in and actually from the outside help a customer with that aspect of their data center management. And so we have done some very innovative work with Second Life as an example for doing visualization of real data centers using real tools for monitoring and managing power consumption in the data center. So we have these facilities. It's not available today. There's not a demo that's publicly available on the web today. However, it is available. If customers are interested, they can contact their IBM rep, and we'll be happy to arrange for a demonstration of this technology.
Well, Rich, there are, of course, capital investments involved if you want to remake your data center like this. What will the ROI be? How quickly can customers expect to see a payback on those investments?
It will vary, of course, based on the level of where we're attacking the problem. For virtualization implementations, customers can see the return on investment in as little as a couple months. The impact is just that profound. So, for example, a customer who's looking at doing a storage migration from one generation of technology to another, many cases that data migration will take 6 months or more for a very large multi-terabyte kind of environment, during which time the customer has to have dual hardware on the floor consuming energy and all the associated environmentals around that. With a virtualized storage environment, they can accomplish that data migration literally in a few days. And so there's a cost avoidance in energy of months worth of energy savings, not to mention obviously the labor cost savings and the lease overlaps, etc. So in some instances the ROI can literally be measured in, you know, a few weeks or less. For other things such as addressing the chillers that I mentioned at the data center level, the ROI on that is something more akin to like 3 years. However, with IBM Global Financing, what we've been doing is structuring the payments associated with these investments such that customers match their payments to the realization of the energy savings. So, in fact, there's no upfront cost, and they pay for the equipment out of the operational energy savings over time. Now, a related question to this might be, for your listeners, might be, well, this all sounds well and good, but what about all these, if I'm going to do consolidation or if I'm going to be upgrading my systems to more energy efficient systems, what do I do with all the old equipment and how can I dispose of that in an environmentally responsible way? Because part of being green isn't just being energy efficient, it's also being sensitive to the environment and the impact of the environment, again, not just for carbon footprint, but for things such as disposal. So one of the things that IBM is very proud of is that we have a very expansive program in terms of helping clients take on their old assets and recycle those. So we bring in about 40,000 units every single week, servers, storage devices, PCs, etc. Of that, less than 1% ends up in the landfill, and none of what ends up in the landfill is in any way hazardous. So through refurbishment, through very aggressive recycling programs, we reuse 99% of what we bring in. So customers can rest assured that as they upgrade their equipment, that they're doing so in a very environmentally responsible way.
Well, thanks to Rich Lechner, Vice President of IT Optimization and System Software at IBM, for sharing his insights on how data center managers can get control over the growing power consumption problem. And thanks to you for tuning in to this IBM Innovations podcast on energy efficiency in the data center. My name is Paul Gillen.